अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकाय श्रीमान् राजसरसाते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, so fourth canto, chapter 30, the activities of the Pratishetas, and text 49. Chakshusantare prapte praksarge kala vidrute यः ससर्ज प्रजा इष्टः श्रदक्षो दैव चोदितः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद यह श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन हिज प्रीवियस बॉडी हैड बीन डिस्ट्रॉयड बट ही द सेम दक्ष इंस्पायर्ड बाय द सुप्रीम विल created all the desired living entity in the Chakshus Manvantara. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sahastra Yuga Paryantam Ahur Yad Brahmano Viduh Ratrim Yuga Sahastranta Teho Ratri Viduh Janah. By human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together is the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. Brahma's one day consists of 1,000 cycles of 4 yuga, Satya, Treta, Dwapar, and Kali. In that one day, there are 14 manvantaras, and out of these manvantaras, this Chakshus Manvantara is the sixth. The various Manus existing in one day of Lord Brahma are as follows. Swayambhuva, Swarochis, Uttam, Tamas, Raivat, Chakshus, Vaivaswat, Savarani, Dakshavarani, Brahmasavarani, Dharma Savarani, Rudra Savarani, Dev Savarani, and 14th Indra Savarani. Thus there are 14 Manus in one day of Brahma. In a year there are 5,040 Manus. Brahma has to live for 100 years. Consequently, the total of Manus appearing and disappearing during the life of one Brahma is 5,04,000. This is the calculation for one universe, and there are innumerable universes. All these Manus come and go simply by the breathing process of Mahavishnu. I just stated in Brahma Samhita, Yasek Nivasistas Kala Pathavalambyo Jivanti Lom Vilaja Jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahan Sayayasya Kala Visheso Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. The word Jagadandanatha means Lord Brahma. There are innumerable Jagadandanatha, Brahmas, and thus we can calculate the many Manus. The present age is under the control of Vaivaswat Manu. Each Manu live 43 lakh 20,000 year multiplied by 71. The present Manu has already lived for 43,20,000 year multiplied by 28. All these long lifespan are unlimitedly ended by the ultimately ended by the laws of material nature. The controversy of Daksha Yajna took place in the Swayambhuva Manvantara Manvantara period. As a result, Daksha was punished by Lord Shiva, but by virtue of his prayer to Lord Shiva, he became eligible to regain his former opulence. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Daksha underwent several penances up to the fifth Manvantara. Thus, at the beginning of sixth Manvantara, known as Chakshus Manvantara, Daksha regained his former opulence by the blessings of Lord Shiva. Chakshuse Tvanantare Prapte Prak Sarge Kala Vidrute Yah Sasarja Praja Ishta Sa Daksho Dayachodita. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the Supreme Will, created all desired living entity in the Chakshus Manvantara. This chapter says description about activity of Prachetas. In general, we know in Srimad Bhagavatam that 10 different subject matter are described. In the second canto, the list of the 10 different subject matter is listed. Atra sargo visargasya sthanam poshanamutaya manvantareshanukatha nirodho mukti asraya. So, first subject matter which is described in Bhagavatam is sarga, called creation. And in this particular canto and chapters, actually third canto and fourth canto, part of third canto and all of fourth canto, describe visarga, sub-creation. All ingredients, like all water, ether, fire, all this was created by Lord Himself. That is called sarga, creation. And with that help of that ingredients, materials, Lord Brahma again creates a different type of body. He creates, Brahma creates. So here description of visarga is there. It's called sub-creation. First creation was done by Lord Himself, Vishnu Himself, and then Brahma started to create by the order of Lord Vishnu. So fourth canto, up to fourth canto, description about visarga, and fifth canto describe sthanam, different description of different planet and where they are situated and what is the characteristic of their living entity who reside in different planets. Sixth, describe about poshan. Lord gives a special protection to his devotee. So likewise, the 10 different subject matter are described. So here, description of sub-creation, creation done by Lord Brahma is described. So we know here very famous incident description about Prachetas. We know originally this conversation of third canto and fourth canto took place in Haridwar between Maitreya and Vidura. Vidurji was asking and Maitreya Rishi was giving answer. It was a very famous incident. So Vidura has requested Maitreya Muni. He wanted to know the pastime of Lord in term of his creation. Srishti Leela, how Lord creates this universe. And when that description was going on, then fourth canto describes mainly about Prachinvarahi, King Prachinvarahi, very famous personality, celebrated personality in Srimad Bhagavatam, historical personality. And Devarshi Narad instructed him about spiritual life. Though he was very pious person, pious king, very nice king, but somehow or other he was not aware of his spiritual understanding. He was performing different type of yajna, different type of ritualistic activities, and his aim of life was he wanted to elevate himself up to heavenly planet and enjoy the senses up to maximum extent. So that was his goal, though he was very pious. So whenever, whosoever came, any brahmanas, any learned personality came to him, and since he has no scarcity of money, very opulent king. So anybody come to perform this yajna, and next day he has started performing the yajna. Like Ashwamedha yajna, okay, he has started. Any charity, he was very busy doing this activity. But he has won fortune that he got 10 sons. And though he was like karmi, engaged in fruitive activity, but when his sons took birth, 10 sons of Prachinvarahi, so he sent them to forest. He ordered the sons, Pracheta, you go in the forest, perform austerities, perform devotional service, gain some power, get some power, and then return. And then I will hand over my kingdom and you rule the kingdom. So this was his plan. So he has sent 10 sons of Prachinvarahi. They were out in the forest. They are performing busy in austerities. Of course, they were instructed. They were really great personality. And they were performing austerity. Meanwhile, Narada Rishi came to Prachinvarahi and Prachin started to instruct about spiritual life. So Prachinvarahi became so much convinced, very much convinced, influenced by instruction of Devarshi Narada. So immediately he took sannyas. He gave up his kingdom. He went away in the forest. Though he was supposed to wait, the sons were already in the forest. So he was supposed to wait. He was waiting. Everyone was supposing that sons will come, and then Maharaj Prachinvarahi, he will install them as a king, and then he will leave the kingdom. But he was so much developed detachment that he did not care for return of his sons. He entrusted the kingdom to the ministers. His minister, there are many ministers where the ruling associates, and you rule the kingdom, and I am going to the forest. Because he understood the seriousness of the spiritual life, he wanted to perform devotional service very seriously. Because Naradji convinced him that material activities, Narada Rishi describe the futility of material activity and material life. So he was very much convinced as he went away. He did not wait even. So much he was convinced, so much developed detachment that he did not wait his sons to return. So description about the sons were out in the forest. Of course they submerged in the water and they performed austerities. So one point, they came out from the sea, ocean, reservoir of water, they came out and they saw that whole earthly planet, surface of earthly planet is covered by different type of trees. Because there was no king, his father had gone to forest and there no king was not installed, there was no one person who was properly ruling the earthly planet. So everywhere, only the forest was there. All different type of trees were there. when they came out from the water and they saw the whole surface of earth is completely covered by trees, different type of tree, then by will of providence, so the anger came in their mind. And immediately they started to burn the whole, all the trees. They don't want this earthly planet, surface of earthly planet should not be covered by useless trees. So they started to burn. So immediately, Brahma, some places is described that Chandra, Chandrama came, moon god, because he is the in charge for all plants, different type of tree, he is the in charge. So he came, here description also, somewhere description also Brahma came. And Brahma pacified them. Like, you know, you should not, unnecessarily, you should not destroy the trees. This is also a creation of Lord. This is very important. Living entity, trees are very... tree has to play important role in the creation. So, Brahma stopped them. You should not destroy the tree. And then, because the tree were very much scared, but they have started burning all the trees. Those trees, they have one daughter. Her name was Marisha, or Brakshi also. She was daughter of Briksha, so her other name was Brakshi. So they offered all the trees, they offered their daughter to Prachetas. So Prachetas were 10 in number, and their wife was one, Brakshi or another Marisha, another name, two names is described here. One name was Brakshi. Brakshi means the daughter of Brikshas. And then Prachetas, all 10 Prachetas, they begot one very qualified, very learned, very expert son, and his name was Daksha. So in this purport, Chakshushe Tunantare Prapte Praksarge Kal Vidrute, description about this Daksh Prajapati. So Prabhupada has mentioned about the Daksh Prajapati. We know one Daksh Prajapati, he was son of Brahma. In his previous life, the same Daksha, again he became Daksha, but in beginning, first Manvantara, Swayambhuva Manvantara, this is first Manvantara. So, Daksha took birth as the son of Lord Brahma, and he was appointed a Prajapati. So, we know that very famous incident, very description, how Daksha offended Lord Shiva. You must be aware of that whole situation. Daksha has many daughters. One was Sati. She was married to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was father-in-law of Daksha Prajapati. So one time, so relation-wise, Daksha was considering that I am as good as father of Lord Shiva. Father-in-law, almost father. So one point, some disagreement took place between Lord Shiva and Daksha Prajapati. Of course, Daksha Prajapati was very much proud. He was considering himself as good as the father of Lord Shiva, because he was father-in-law. So one point, one day, Lord Shiva did not offer proper respects, pranam, to Daksha Prajapati. And that is why started the misunderstanding between Daksha Prajapati and Shiva. So later on, he was performing a yajna. He was appointed chief of all Prajapati. One point, Brahma appointed him, Daksha Prajapati, main personality, chief of all Prajapati. And just to celebrate that occasion, that he became the chief of all Prajapati, he was performing a yajna. And intentionally, he did not invite Lord Shiva. He invited all demigods. every single demigod were present in that yajna. Of course, Brahma and Vishnu, Lord, they did not come. But they were aware that something was going to be wrong in this. So they did not come. All demigods were present and he intentionally did not invite Lord Shiva. He has grudge against Lord Shiva. But wife of Lord Shiva, Sati, when she heard that there is some festivity in the house, in my father's house, so without invitation she came. And when she saw all the arrangement, she found out that a particular seat was offered for every single demigod, for Brahma, Indra, Chandra, and in that assembly, in the yajna, there were no any seat for Shiva. Some demigod knew not the present, but some chair, some asana was kept from them, and there was no any seat, no any asana for Lord Shiva. Then Sati became very much upset. She could not tolerate the insult of her husband. So immediately she created fire in her body and she died on the spot, in the arena of the yajna. The same place she died. And then this became big incident. Naradji informed immediately Shivji, Lord Shiva in the Kailash, that your wife is died. And due to the offense of your father-in-law, Daksha Prajapati, immediately Lord Shiva sent many his associates. And they came in the yajna and they started to beat and kill all the person. Every priest were beaten, some were killed, and Daksha Prajapati was also killed. Birbhadra or Kalbhara, one of his principal associates of Lord Shiva, came and just he cut off the head of Daksha Prajapati. Completely he was cut off, chop of the head, and then become big disturbance. In presence of all demigods, Daksha Prajapati was killed by the associate of Lord Shiva. Then eventually all demigods, even Brahma, requested Lord Shiva. So again, one arrangement was made that a goat head, that head was destroyed. Daksha Prajapati, the Birbhadra chop off his head and destroyed the head. The head was not available. So they found one goat, they chop off the head of the goat and they put on the soldier of Daksha Prajapati. And Daksha Prajapati was brought in life. So Daksha Prajapati again, and he also very much applied Lord Shiva and Brahma and all demigods. He was very much feeling very much bad that he offended Lord Shiva. So he came in the life, got the life, but eventually one regret was with him. Whenever he was coming in front of a mirror, so he was, of course, the goat head, whole face was goat, and it was very embarrassing for him. And also that whenever he came to in front of mirror, all whole incidents, how he was humiliated, how he was killed, everything, so he did not like it. So he gave up the body. It was a very embarrassing situation, that all the face was the goat head, so he gave up his body. And then here, like Srila Prabhupada quoted Vishwanath Chakravarti, this incident took place in the first Manvantara, Swayambhuva Manvantara. And for continuous four Manvantara, five Manvantara, he was performing austerities. And in sixth Manvantara, with the Chakshus Manvantara, present we are living, this is the Vaivaswat Manvantara, seventh Manvantara. Before that, it was Chakshus Manvantara, and in Chakshus Manvantara, again the same Daksha, father-in-law of Shiva, father of Daksha, Sati, appeared here. Te Chakshuse Todanantare Prapte Prak Sarge Kalvirte Sa Sasarja Praja Isha Sa Daksho Devachudite. That the same person again become the son of Prachetaj, and his name was given Daksha. Daksha means expert. Daksha, in material activity, he could perform very wonderful activity, especially some yajna, ritualistic activities. He was expert. Daksha means expert. He was very much clever to perform yajna, perform any ritualistic activities. So here, in this purpose, Srila Prabhupada given here the 14 manvantaras. According to one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus are there, 14 manvantaras. And duration of one manu is 4 yuga, that become 43,20,000 years multiplied by 71. This is duration of one manu. Duration of one manu is otherwise 4,320,000 years. If we multiply by 71, then this is the duration of one manu. And in one day of Brahma, there are 14 manu. It's only one daytime, 12 hours, and the similar there is night. And the Brahma lives with this calculation for 100 years. This is one day of Brahma, and then one month, and one week, one month, 1 year, so 100 years he lives. So long duration. So this Daksha Prajapati took birth again as son of Prachetaj, and his name was Daksha. But somehow or other, in this lifetime, he also again insulted Devarshi Narada. Previously, he had insulted, offended Shiva, and again this time also he offended Devarshi Narada. Of course, this Daksha, not the Daksha, the son of Brahma, son of Prachetaj, this again insulted, again he offended Devarshi Naradji. But Naradji did not took this offense very seriously. But Devarshi Narada liked his curse. You know that this Daksha Prajapati, first of all, he created 10,000 sons. Again, he sent in the forest to perform some austerity. And when Devarshi Narada came to know that 10,000 princes, they are performing austerity, they have some inclination for a spiritual life, immediately Narada came to the forest. And Naradji got very, that like wholesale preaching. So 10,000 sons, Daksha Prajapati was thinking that they will go forest and perform austerity, gain this mystic power, they will return. And Narada in the middle of forest, they convinced him, they did not come, they did not return. They took sannyas and different direction they went. They performing like a Shuddha Bhakti, preaching activities. And one point, Daksha Prajapati, he was waiting that my sons, 10,000 sons will return, son will waiting. At the one point he came to know that no, they are there, took sannyas, renounce order of life, they are not going to come. And who did this? And he found out this is the act done by Narada. He became very much upset. He could not, he became very much angry, disturbed, that how that Naradji can spoil the life of 10,000 princes. He was thinking that they were princes, the Rajkumar. Now Narada has made them beggars. The spiritual life in begging, they go here, they have no any shelter, no any cloth, no for eating anything, for begging. So he became very much upset. He was thinking that this is cruelty done by Narada, very abominable. But however, he was thinking, what I can do, he is the son of Brahma, such a great personality, and everybody glorify him as very highly elevated, saintly personality. So just he contained himself. He did not give any curse. again he created 1,000 sons. And he also sent them 1,000 sons in the forest. And Narada again came. And Narada this time I'm not in trouble. Narada told the sea, it is, you know, and the very, you see, considered to be very much pious activities. Just follow their elder brothers. You know what they are doing? So they are engaged in spiritual life, worshipping the Lord. They are engaged in devotional service. So Narada, you should also do the same thing. It is the most pious activities, elevated actually considered, just simply you should follow your elder brothers. And they were convinced and they also went away in the forest. And again Daksha Prajapati was waiting, and he again came to know that again another set of his sons were again sent in the forest by Narada. Then he could not contain himself. So Naradji was going, one point Naradji came to his palace also. Naradji go everywhere. And then he cursed, Narada, you are very much fond of making prince in the beggars. I curse you. You will have the similar destiny. You will not have any house. You will wander all lifelong here and there. You will not have any permanent shelter, permanent house. You will not, he cursed that, you will not get married. I curse you that you have to remain brahmachari. Because you have made my son, 11,000 son, brahmachari, then you should have the similar. You will not have any time pleasure derived by grihastha life. You will be bereft of all the pleasure. And you will not stay one place for many days. Few hours you can stay one place. So in the purport Srila Prabhupada Samaj, Prabhupada used to say, because Srila Prabhupada won't return, that I also came in the same disciplic succession of Narada Rishi. So our original Acharya, Guru, he is cursed that he could not stay one place for many, many years, for long duration. He could not stay one place for long duration of time. So I also inherit the same curse. And Prabhupada, I want to stay one place and finish Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. But because the succession, whole parampara is cursed, and I am coming the same, so I also inherit the influence of that curse. So I could not stay one place. Though I want to stay for a long duration of life so that I can write the purport, complete the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the simple story, history of Daksha Prajapati. Chakshushe Tvantara, in previous Manvantara, this is a Vaivaswat Manvantara, 7th Manvantara. In previous Manvantara, though he gave up his body in 1st Manvantara, Vaivaswat Manvantara, but for 5th Manvantara, he was performing austerity, and by the mercy of Lord Shiva, and Lord Daksha Prajapati, though he did not deserve to get the same opulence because he had offended Lord Shiva, who is the topmost Vaishnava, Vaishnava Nama Yathashambhu, but still by the mercy of Naradji, especially by mercy of Lord Shiva, again he become Daksha Prajapati and he get all opulence. And again he helped Lord Brahma in creation. So here is a simple description about Daksha Prajapati. Both life is chakshuse tonantare prapte praksarge kal vidrute yah sasarja praja isha sa daksho daiva chodita. His previous body had been destroyed, but he, the same Daksha, inspired by the supreme will, created all the desired living entity in chakshus manantara. Okay, sir. Stop. Any question or any comment?
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. I am not able to understand one point about Daksha Prajapati. That Daksha Prajapati, on the very first Manavantar, had offended Lord Shiva. And then afterwards he became a goat, and then he left his goat body, and then he did tapascharya, austerity. He did austerity for 5 manvantaras. That means it's a very long time.
Yeah.
You cannot even compare the number of years also, that the number of years which he had done the austerity. And then after his 6th manvantara, he became the son of Prachetas. And after doing austerity for 5 manvantaras, for so many years, yet that mentality of offending the Vaishnava has not yet gone from the heart. Again, after doing that also, he came and he started offending Narad Muni. So, this doubt used to come in our mind is that we have only something like in this Kali Yuga, we have so many less number of years, and there we have to purify ourselves to not have any offensive mentality of ego, pride, envy, not offending any Vaishnavas. This mentality, even Daksha Prajapati, after doing so much austerity for so many number of years, yet he could not get it out, then what about us? So can you just clarify this point?
Yeah, that is very clear. In the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sukadeva Goswami was talking about atonement, prayaschit, so if we commit some sinful activity, of course he talks in terms of sinful activity, we commit some sinful activity, so before death, we should make atonement. Otherwise, we will have to suffer in hell. So he was in general describing the atonement. Dan, tapasya, brahmacharya palan, celibacy. This is what he was talking about. This will be performed by this. We get atonement that nullified, destroyed the sinful reaction of sinful activity, completely destroyed. But in the same description, Sukadeva Goswami described that when we perform pious activities, rituals, dan, yajna, tap, then we destroy all the sinful activities, no more there. But one thing remains on our heart, that is tendency to commit sins. That remains there in the root. That tendency, Sukadeva Goswami described, only no yoga, no tapasya, nothing is competent enough, powerful enough to eradicate the tendency to commit sins. All sins are eradicated, destroyed. That only tendency to commit, tendency to offend the Vaishnava, offend any person, we can destroy, finish only through pure devotional service. So Daksha Prajapati is a long duration of time. We could not even think about 5 continuous 5 manvantara. He performed penances, ashivar austerity, but that tendency, vasana, pap ki vasana, that only and only through pure devotional service. Otherwise it will remain there. Sins will be destroyed. Reaction of sin completely nullified, neutralized by tapasya, dan, brahmacharya, satya bhashan. But if you want really to purify your heart, there should not be that tendency even. So his heart was completely free from all sins. Daksha Prajapati, he had done and everything was eradicated. But he was performing austerities. So, 6th canto describes Sukadeva Goswami. This is not the proper means. If you really want to, kya kahte hain, paap ki jo vasana, jo mool hai, usko bhi nasht karna chahte hain, to uske liye koi bhi na to jag, swadhyay, tap, dan, kuch bhi nahi karta, help nahi karta hai. Sometimes we have experienced that in the summer season, sometimes forest fire takes, all the trees are burnt. So you say, completely forest is free from any tree, completely clean. But as soon as rainy season comes, So the root is there and that is protected. So again the tree take birth and again in the rainy season, after rainy season, whole forest become green, full of trees. So other by other thing we eradicate, erase all the sins. But the pravritti, desire to commit sins, desire to offend, that remains. So that will be eradicated, that will be erased, that will be finished only through devotional service, pure devotional service. Well, Daksha Prajapati, naturally, he was not engaged in pure devotional service. He was performing austerity, so that was not the austerity, any type of pious activity, ritualistic, puti bhakti, it is not competent enough to cleanse our heart completely. The heart was, how kinds of, there was no sin. Completely he was free from all sins. Sins has gone, but the seed was there, vasana, tendency, pravritti was there. Again he did the same thing. The sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam deals about this type of, question was asked. First of all, when he was describing that we must perform atonement, we do should atonement. Then Parikshit Maharaj says, we know that many people perform, they do atonement, attend, but again they commit sins. So then Sukadeva Goswami described that if you want to destroy the seed, the tendency for offending the Vaishnava or of committing sins, then for that we should engage ourselves in devotional service. We should not be very much enthusiastic for other thing, fruitive activity. So he was naturally, that reason why his heart was not cleansed. स्पष्ट है ना? तपस्या करने से पाप समाप्त हो जाते हैं, एकदम खत्म हो जाएगा. लेकिन पाप करने की जो इच्छा है, डिजायर है, टेंडेंसी है, वो रहता है छुपकर. और जब समय पता है, जब रेनी सीजन में जैसे, तो वैसे जब अवसर आएगा, जब ऑफेंड करने का समय आएगा, तो बस तुरंत. व्हेन द टाइम केम देन ही ऑफेंडेड Naraji. But Naraji was merciful. It's really pure Vaishnava. Naraji appreciated his offense. Okay, we are done. कहीं कभी खतरा था, हो सकता कि कहीं घर बना लूंगा, आश्रम बना लूंगा, अब तो फ्री हो गया था. Okay. तो Naraji appreciated that. He likes that curse. He has cursed that you have sent that my sons, 11,000 sons, they have bereft off all the happiness derived by grihastha life, you will have the similar destiny. You will never become grihastha. You will never have any house. So it is good for a preacher not attached for one person, one place, one ashram. All whole world is for Naraji for preaching. So Naraji liked that course, appreciated that course. यह क्लियर है ना कि पाप खत्म हो जाता है, वासना खत्म नहीं होती है.
सो नाउ द क्वेश्चन इज बीन अराइजन इज दिस वे दैट ओके बिकॉज प्रचेताज वॉज नॉट एबल टू ही वॉज नॉट डूइंग डिवोशनल सर्विस, ही वॉज डूइंग ऑस्टेरिटी, दैट्स वाई ही वॉज नॉट एबल टू डू.
आई मीन ही वॉज नॉट परफॉर्मिंग प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. बेटर टू से
नाउ एज फार एज वी आर कंसर्न, we think that we are following or we are performing devotional service. It might not be a pure devotional platform. It might be just as a Mishra Bhakti or Karma Mishra Bhakti or a Jnana Mishra Bhakti. Now on one side we've been told that you have to perform pure devotional service, then it can be eradicated. But pure devotional service is very, very rare, as Rupa Goswami has made it so clear in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that it is so rare to get pure devotional service. Now on one side we want to eradicate our all nonsense desire and all offending the Vaishnavas. Other side, we have not reached the pure devotional platform also. Mm-hmm. So in that crux which we are in between, in that circumstances, what should we do? Because we want to eradicate and the time is very less.
Yes, where Rupa Goswami described the sixth characteristic of devotional service, क्लेशाग्नि शुभदा मोक्ष लहुता कृ सुदुर्लभा सान्द्रानंद विशेषात्मा कृष्णाकर्षणी चषा. सो देयर सनातन विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती राइट्स व्हेन देयर डिवोशनल सर्विस इन थ्री स्टेज साधना भक्ति भाव भक्ति एंड प्रेम भक्ति. तो व्हेन वी कम परफॉर्म नाइसली व्हेन साधना भक्ति देन टू कैरेक्टरिस्टिक डेवलप क्लेशाग्नि एंड शुभदा. क्लेशाग्नि मीन्स इट डिस्ट्रॉय इवेन द टेंडेंसी टू कमिट सिंस इवेन द फर्स्ट स्टेज. यू मे नॉट रीच भाव भक्ति, यू मे नॉट अपलिफ्ट योर सेल्फ प्रेमा भक्ति, बट एज सून एज वी परफॉर्म वी आर सिचुएट अवर सेल्फ इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड वेन वी इंटर इन द फर्स्ट स्टेज साधना भक्ति डिवोशनल सर्विस इन प्रैक्टिस इवन इन दैट पॉइंट दिस टेंडेंसी विल गो. क्लेशाग्नि द फर्स्ट कैरेक्टरिस्टिक दैट डिवोशनल सर्विस डिस्ट्रॉयड ऑल सिंस इंक्लूडिंग टेंडेंसी फॉर सिन सीड फॉर सिन और टेंडेंसी वासना फॉर सिन इवन द फर्स्ट. सो वी शुड नॉट बी वेरी मच लाइक फ्रस्ट्रेटेड बाई थिंक दैट सो डिफिकल्ट. इट इज वेरी इजी आई सुन एज वी इंटर इन प्योर डिवोशनल फर्स्ट स्टेज साधना भक्ति इमीडिएटली टू कैरेक्टरिस्टिक डेवलप्स दैट इज क्लेशाग्नि. ऑफ क्लेशाग्नि फर्स्ट वन क्लेश ऑल सिंस विल गो अवे एंड सेम टाइम टेंडेंसी टू कमिट सिन दिस विल ऑल्सो गो अवे. एंड रूप गोस्वामी वेरी नाइसली डिस्क्राइब इन ऑफकोर्स इज फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑलमोस्ट इट इज फर्स्ट चैप्टर फर्स्ट और सेकेंड चैप्टर ऑफ भक्ति स्वामी सिंधु. सो भक्ति इट इज वेरी रेयर फॉर सो फार एज ए डिस्ट्रॉइंग द सिंस एंड टेंडेंसी टू सिन वेरी कॉम्पिटेंट इवन फ्रैक्शन ऑफ मिनट फ्रैक्शन ऑफ सेकेंड इफ रियली इंगेज अवर सेल्फ इन प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस देन इट विल डिस्ट्रॉय. सिक्स कैरेक्टर यू आर सुदुर्लभ यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट वेरी रेयर. सो वेन वी डिवलप भाव भक्ति देन फोर कैरेक्टरिस्टिक डिवलप क्लेशाग्नि मोक्ष लगता कर वॉट थर्ड वन क्लेशाग्नि शुभदा मोक्ष लघुता सुदुर्लभा दिस फोर्थ कैरेक्टरिस्टिक ऑफ योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. सुदुर्लभा वेरी वेरी रेयर. स्पष्ट है ना मेरी भाषा थोड़ा शायद है कि जब ही हम प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस में पैर रखते हैं साधना भक्ति में ठीक से साधना करते हैं श्रवण कीर्तन करते हैं जब बढ़िया से जप करते हैं तो इमीडिएटली पाप करने की वासना उसी दिन खत्म हो जाएगी. तो हम लोगों को नहीं करना चाहिए. ये वैदिक इम्परेटिव है और रूप गोस्वामी इनकरेज नहीं करते तो करना चाहिए. वेरी वेरी मच वी सीरियस वी शुड नॉट कमिट एनीथिंग.
आई वॉन्टेड टू नो दैट इटसेल्फ दैट व्हेन यू से दैट रूप गोस्वामी सेड एज एंड व्हेन वी स्टार्ट डिवोशनल सर्विस
प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस
प्योर डिवोशन वी आर नॉट ऑन अ प्योर बट वी स्टार्ट फॉर अ प्योर अवर एम इज प्योर डिवोशन दैट मीन्स वी आर गोइंग ऑन अ प्योर डिवोशनल प्लेटफॉर्म. सो नाउ वंस वी हैव स्टार्टेड दैट मीन्स इमीडिएटली एज पर रूप गोस्वामी ऑल दोज थिंग्स गोज अवे इमीडिएटली. Then once it goes immediately, then why after doing on a going on a basis of pure devotional still we are doing Vaishnava Parat? That I am not able to understand.
Unfortunately, it appears that we are situated in pure devotional service. The character is the definition of pure devotional service is Guru Rupa Goswami gives. Anya Bhilasita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulena Krishnanusilanam Bhakti Uttama. Pure devotional service means अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम. अवर हार्ट शुड बी फ्री फ्रॉम एनी डिजायर. ओनली वन डिजायर यू आर अलाउड वी आर अलाउड टू चेरिश वन डिजायर वी कैन मेंटेन दैट इज ओनली द डिजायर टू सर्व द कृष्ण. दिस डिजायर आई वॉन्ट टू सर्व द कृष्ण अपार्ट फ्रॉम दिस डिजायर आवर हार्ट शुड बी कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम एनी डिजायर. ओनली वन डिजायर वॉट इज दैट डिजायर desire to serve Krishna. So this is anyabhilashita shunyam gyan karma dhyanavritam and in that devotional service there should not be even the tinge of fruitive activities and speculative knowledge. Gyan karma dhyanavritam. So we can judge ourselves whether we are free from all material desire. Anyabhilashita shunyam. We can check, detect, try to see our heart. We can see that our heart is not free from material desire. Of course, it is full of material desire. And also we have some tendency for ritual activity, karma, fruitive activities. Here whole Bombay is celebrating this, what is the festival is going on? Ganeshotsav. Millions of, at least 10 million people are very much fond of every day. A tinge is there. Fruitive activity, devopasana, worshipping different type of, tendency to worship different type of devi and god, different type of fruitive activities. And also, somehow or other, it is there some tendency to speculate. Especially, we have some appreciation. Somehow or other, it has gone in our heart. We think that the absolute truth, we are not 100% convinced that maybe it has some impersonal aspect. Nirakar bhi hai, kuch log jo jyoti ka dhyan karte hain, woh bhi hoga, hi satya hoga. So, anyabhilashita shunyam jnan karma dhyanavritam and anukulena krishnan svilinam. Cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So, but Lord is merciful, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, if our heart is completely full of all desire and anything, but when we chant offenselessly Hare Krishna Mahamantra, immediately our heart would be completely free from all material desire and we will be able to uplift ourselves on the pure devotional service. कठिन है लेकिन उपाय भी है. भक्ति का इतना प्रभाव है नाम जप के. अजामिल तो अपने पुत्र का नाम लेकर शुद्ध भक्ति प्राप्त कर दिया. तो हम लोग भगवान का नाम समझकर जपेंगे तो आशा की किरण है. ऐसे एकदम निराश होने की जरूरत नहीं है. भगवान कहते हैं सुदुर्लभ है लेकिन सहज भी है. सबसे सरल है भगवान की कृपा से. इस युग में तो अति सरल है. केवल हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जप करेंगे हम भगवान के शुद्ध प्रेम को, कृष्ण प्रेम को प्राप्त कर लेंगे. ठीक है. तो मतलब कि अभी दंतया तो कुछ उत्तर नहीं दिया. थोड़ा सा यू कैन गेट अ ग्लिम्स हाउ टू प्रोसीड टूअर्ड्स प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस. इन कंक्लूसिव वे यू कुड नॉट से ऐसी अचिंत्य वेरी डिफिकल्ट to understand the pure devotional service. But a standard is there. Rupa Goswami has said a standard. Anya bhilasita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulena krishnanusilanam bhaktiruttam. Pure devotional service. And then this you are talking about the characteristic of devotional service. Six different kleshagni, subhada, mokshlahuta, kir sudurlabha, शांदानंद विशेष आत्मा कृष्णाकर्षणी चषा. वेन वी एलिवेट अवर सेल्फ अप टू प्रेम भक्ति, प्रेमा भक्ति, देन प्रेमा भक्ति हैज पावर, इट अट्रैक्ट कृष्णा. एंड वेन स्मॉल पीस ऑफ आयरन वेन इट कम्स नियर द स्ट्रांग मैग्नेट, इमीडिएटली दैट मैग्नेट अट्रैक्ट द आयरन. Small. Likewise, when we raise ourselves, we cultivate pure Krishna consciousness, and on the platform of prema bhakti, then that bhakti will be competent and powerful enough to attract Krishna. Krishna will automatically come to the devotee. So that, of course, in the second web south, first Purv south, second part of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami described that we may get pure devotional service in one lifetime, but so far that relishing the transcendental bliss derived by pure devotional service, we need at least two lifetimes. If we have started this time, so we may get pure devotional service, we may raise ourselves with prema bhakti, but when the relishing part will come, aswadan, then Rupa Goswami talks about at least two lifetimes. At least in one lifetime, we will not be able to relish the transcendental bliss derived by pure devotional service. For that, again, we have to take birth. In one condition, Srila Prabhupada writes in that chapter also that Rupa Goswami also gives some hint, and Jiva Goswami also mentioned, Vishwanath Chakravarti also mentioned. In one condition, you can relish transcendental bliss derived by devotional service, one condition, if you please one pure devotee, and he uses veto power, he can say, no, this living entity, this pure soul, should relish in this lifetime. So if he will insist, he will say, Lord, no, Lord, I don't want him to wait for another life. So only if he will use his veto power, then by mercy of pure devotee, we can also relish the transcendental bliss in this lifetime. Otherwise, in general cases, we need at least two lifetimes. So, we have to wait another relishing part. You may get it, pure devotional service, up to a stage of prema bhakti. But sometimes, for example, see, sometimes maybe the cooking is done, everything of prasadam is offered to Lord. It is in front of us. But at least you have to wait for the prayers, 5-10 minutes. Then we will realize. You have got it. Everything is in front of your plate. So in this lifetime, everything is there. But for when realizing parts come, either you pray pure devotional service, you satisfy a pure devotional service, and he used his veto power for us. He requests Lord, no, Lord, please be merciful. This living entity, this pure soul should get opportunity, chance to relish in this lifetime. Then it will be possible. Otherwise, it is at least two. This life, if you have started previous life, then we will get this life. We don't know whether we have done previous life or not. If we have done, you have done previous life, you have started pure devotional service, then this lifetime we will get. Otherwise, if we have started in this lifetime, then Rupa Goswami says that to wait for another lifetime. Okay. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is printed in our, it is a second part and first chapter, page 151. Please refer that there, in Bhakti Rasamrita, Nectar of Devotion, that part is described. When it describes everything, sadhan bhakti, bhav bhakti, prem bhakti, whole glorification and this and that. Next, like dakshin vibhag, saudarn part, and the beginning chapter, first chapter, this is for realizing part. So we have to wait for another lifetime. If you are fortunate, we don't know, you or me, if we have started previous life, then this life we will get for sure. Theek hai, toh क्षमा की जगह हमारी जो भाषा है, कभी कभी इंग्लिश हम बोल नहीं पाते हैं, तो यहाँ बोलना ही था इसलिए मैं बोला। मैं हिंदी में बोलना होता तो थोड़ा और अच्छा से बोल सकता था, कन्वीनियंट से, लेकिन मैं आशा करता हूँ मैं जो कहना चाहता था आप लोग समझ गए। तो धन्यवाद। ऐसे मैं जस्ट आई केम टू टेक दर्शन एंड अगेन आई वॉज सपोज टू रीच देयर बाई 9 o'clock इन माई रूम। वन थिंग दैट आई एम staying with another devotee, is president of Chandigarh, Bhakti Vinod Prabhu, and Somehow I left my key inside, I locked the room. And he is leaving. 9 o'clock he will leave. So I don't know how I will get the key. So for that reason also I have something to do in that thing. So I was not prepared, but somehow Prabhuji requested or waited, so he told me, and I could not dare to disrespect his order. For that reason I dare sit in the Vyasasana and speak. Of course I know as one of our big scholar, big devotee presence in front, sitting on Vyasasana speaking in front of him or Brihad Mridang Prabhu, I feel little shy. For many reasons. First reason, language, and second, I was not prepared. I was not knowing which chapter, which verse is going on here. क्षमा कीजिएगा यदि कुछ भूल हुई है तो दूसरी बार आऊंगा तो थोड़ा सा समय निकाल कर आऊंगा पढ़ लूंगा पहले बैठने से पहले बढ़िया से कहूंगा श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ जी की श्री श्री गौर निताय की श्री श्री श्रीनाथ जी की।